implement the coaches. Implement's not the word I'm looking for.
I think indict.
Link. They don't want to give up the coach's identity, but they call him Coach Mack.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You want to be a beast at lifting, at football, at anything in life, you need to have big testicular fortitude. Look at me. I may have a small penis.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I don't know why he would want the attention.
Hey, he's a grower, not a shower.
On 1340 WKGN.
Isn't it kind of dangerous, I ask? What are the side effects? As he then snatched it away, looked at the label, his eyes grew wide. Oh dear, it says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mack asked him, do you know why I eat so many bananas? He says, have you ever seen a small gorilla?
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. Cody Mack. Collision Course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Longtime Jazz coach Jerry Sloan has died.
R.I.P.
At age 78. Jerry Sloan coached the Jazz for 23 seasons. As part of a Hall of Fame career, he died today from complications related to Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. R.I.P. Jerry Sloan. One of the greatest coaches of all time, says Jalen Rose. You put him in your top 10?
Jerry Sloan?
Yeah.
Top 10 what?
Coaches of all time.
No.
Top 25?
I mean, maybe top 25. This is obviously bad timing after the man has passed, but...
Well, when else are we going to talk about him?
Fair. I thought that the Last Dance kind of showed that he wasn't that good of a coach.
Oh, what an awful time to say such a thing.
I just feel like, hey, man, you got Pippen hobbling around. Like,
let's do something
with it. Yeah, like, let's not let old-ass Michael Jordan just do what he wants in the last possession. Let's have some plans. Like, let's win the game. You know what I mean? Like, let's do some of those things. Let's move on. R.I.P. Jerry Sloan.
Okay. So, you did not like Jerry Sloan. We'll move on to the Cavs. Kevin Love. He says, the coronavirus pandemic is another reminder of the importance of mental wellness. Kevin Love is fretting about COVID-19. He's not spending a lot of energy worrying whether he'll get it or grieving someone close to him who contracted it. But he frets because he knows what can happen if people experience the loss of a loved one, become consumed with the loneliness of isolation, experience job insecurity and financial difficulty, and then internalize that stress instead of getting help by reaching out, talking to a health professional. He's worried about everything coronavirus will cause for people.
I mean, that's 100% accurate. I mean, like, the feeling of being left alone, the feeling, I mean, if you lose somebody especially, like, it becomes tougher. But, I mean, it's tough for people for people who struggle to get knocked out of their routine. Sometimes the routine is the only thing that keeps them going, you know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden you can't go anywhere and you're just stuck at home by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That could be tough, man. The mind is a scary place when it is not being properly taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Love has tried to speak out in favor of mental health awareness a lot. He says he struggles with it, and he tries to go out and represent it and give a voice to those people. And it's been tough during the shutdown. It has been.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. He says, it's really scary what's going on in the world right now, but you don't have to suffer alone. Take it from someone who did that for far too long, says Kevin Love. So he's speaking out again on mental health. Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring has been sold.
Robert Kraft sold a Super Bowl ring for charity? Did he auction it off? Or?
The winning bid garnered $1.025 million.
Okay.
In the all-in challenge. So, yeah, I guess it's a fundraiser. It aims to be the largest virtual fundraiser in history. Okay. Its mission is to feed those in need.
Okay. Oh, is it the all-in stuff?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's to feed those in need.
Good deal.
Old me, who didn't know that Robert Kraft was not associated with the Kraft brand, mac and cheese and stuff like that, would have just said, why not just give those people some of your mac and cheese, Mr. Kraft? But then we did an exercise on the show where we learned that Robert Kraft did not come from Kraft Foods.
And you know what we call that?
Growing.
Growth.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to go with.
Growth. But
growing works too.
Growth. Growing. Yeah. But anyway, so Robert Kraft
sold
his... Are you
just going to use a microphone cover anymore, by the way? It's 2 days in a row.
Probably not. Probably not. I couldn't find it, so figured I would just not use it.
Just raw dogging, huh?
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
I'll spray it down with Lysol when we're done.
You can use that one over there with the spider webs on it.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was like, nah, you know, I think I'll just raw dog it.
Any more headlines?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I was trying to think of a good little one-liner about Robert Kraft's ring and something to do with the massage parlor. I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
But that's why I was stalling, because I was trying to think of something.
Okay, Joseph.
Sometimes it doesn't always come to you, you know, with a G at the end, not just the end. Nick Saban, we were talking about him earlier. Did you see his PSA?
I saw a screen grab from it with him just standing in a mask. And the screen grab I had said, you had a quote from The Dark Knight Rises as Nick Saban as Bane. But
I guess he was.
Said he wasn't going to rest until Clemson was in ashes, but it didn't hit the same when you realize Clemson's past Alabama. Didn't hit the same.
I guess it was supposed to be a PSA. About he was taking a shot at Big Al, the mascot, for not wearing a mask and not maintaining proper social distancing.
Oh, Big Dumb Al.
So it was a public service announcement is what it was. So
this public service announcement is brought to you by the folks.
So Saban's team got him showing a little personality, I guess. Wonder if it's because he's getting beat so bad on the recruiting trail right now. Wanted Saban to show a little more personality to to today's youth, maybe. Well, anyway, moving along.
This is a public service.
More than eight.
Brought to you in part by Slim Shady.
How about this? More than 800 former.
Did you know that it was the 20-year anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP?
No, I didn't.
Yep.
But you're
did you get
telling
the
me that
about
it is
the public service announcement.
Yeah. I listen to some Eminem in my day.
20-year anniversary today, so. Pretty timely, great reference by me.
Yeah,
to do with the opening skit from the album.
Mm-hmm.
On the 20th anniversary, I just thought maybe you would give it a little bit more respect.
Oh, sorry, that was a great reference.
Do you mean it, or did you
no?
Say,
I mean it.
Did you say that because I?
No, I mean it.
Pointed it out because I mean it is.
Of course, I mean it.
It is a 20-year anniversary today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And, you know, to be able to weave that in today was pretty good by me.
Pretty good timing on that reference.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
I didn't pick up on it the first time.
Yeah.
Is why I didn't acknowledge it.
Cool.
But now I recognize how impressive it was and am now acknowledging it.
Okay. Let's move on.
More than 800.
You don't actually care about it.
Of course I do. More than 800 former Kentucky. I got the Kentucky cheerleading story here.
How did another you, one?
It was hard to not be distracted by this. The Kentucky, more than 800 former Kentucky cheerleaders have issued a joint statement in support of the program's coaching staff, which was dismissed on Monday after an internal report revealed lack of oversight and a culture of hazing, along with other incidents of inappropriate behavior, including public nudity and overindulgence in alcohol. You're familiar with the story on Monday. The Kentucky coaches were canned. Head coach Jomo Thompson, assistants Ben Head, Spencer Klan, and Kelsey LaCroix were all dismissed after the release of the report. But now, more than 800 Kentucky cheerleaders issued a joint statement in support of those coaches.
Is that going to matter? Are they going to get their jobs back?
Well, I don't know that. I would say probably not.
You don't think so?
But I think it goes to show that the majority of those involved with the Kentucky cheer program
have
are,
no problem
are supportive
with what's happening,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess the way they look at it is they were just having a little fun.
Just having a little fun.
Yeah. Which goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Some people, no fun. Some people against fun.
Some people don't want to
anti-fun.
Get naked and jump into the lake or be thrown into the lake.
Right. Not everybody knows how to have fun.
Not everyone knows how to have fun.
Clearly.
Not everyone knows.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about everything.
I don't know if you've heard about this. We'll see. The illegal speed running activity going on across the United States.
The Cannonball Run. Yeah. Like,
How about that?
Are you familiar with the Cannonball Run? Is this
not until yesterday.
That was the first time you'd heard about it.
Yeah.
Well, they made a movie about it where these, right now, it's basically just morphed into these rich people with sports cars trying to drive across the United States. And the world record's been broken, what, 5 times over the last week? I think was the number I saw. Like, because the roads are all empty. And they have an elaborate system set up to with spotters to, you know, keep an eye on cops and radio with people. And these rich people with fast cars and time and gas money have been seeing how quickly they can drive across the United States.
Pretty wild.
It is pretty wild, actually.
Apparently, they've got...
That is the breaking news horn.
We got some breaking news. The SEC has announced it will allow players back on campus June 8th.
Okay.
For voluntary workouts, correct?
Yeah.
Very well.
So, sports coming, trying to come back.
Sports trying to come back.
So these people are apparently going from all the way from Manhattan to Redondo Beach.
Yep.
Which is just south of L.A. in under 27 hours.
Yep. Like I said, the world record's been broken. I want to say, like I said, five times over the last handful of weeks.
Averaging speeds at least as high as 107 miles per hour. 107 miles per hour. You ever run into those people on the interstate and you wonder, like, maybe they're part of that, you know?
I think they're just going faster.
Sometimes, though, those people.
Sometimes.
They're going so fast. It's always one of those little green cars, you know, low to the ground, just that kind of just buzzes. And they're going like,
those cars aren't fast enough, bro. You gotta have like luxury cars to do this.
I mean, I've seen some of those cars going at least 100 miles an hour.
No, man, I know. It's just, I think the Cannonball Run's for the wealthy, is all I was saying.
For the wealthy?
That's the feeling I got from it.
Do we kind of hope they wreck?
Nope. But I don't want people to die. Why wasn't they wrecking to somebody else and kill them? Then would you feel the same way? You didn't watch enough Wish movies as a kid, did you?
What?
Enough movies about getting wishes and the bad things that can happen when you make wishes.
I watched The Jungle Book.
Were there wishes in The Jungle Book?
I watched Aladdin. What's the one with the all three little, wishes?
All little brown boys look alike to you in the Jungle Book and Aladdin. Like you see,
oh my God!
You see one guy, you see Mowgli in the jungle, and you see Aladdin running around the streets, and you just think those are the same boy.
I misspoke. The gypsy, right? Or
the what?
What is? What is it called?
The gypsy,
the big blue cloud guy.
I know what you're talking
about.
What
is he called?
It's with not the gypsy.
The three wishes.
It's not the gypsy.
It starts with a G, doesn't it?
Can you retroactively take all of his trivia points away from this?
I am blanking. Okay,
I lose this guy every
it's
week?
Been a long week, all right?
How do I lose this guy every week?
I'm blanking.
This brain never ceases to amaze me.
I've lost a lot of brain cells this week.
It never ceases to amaze me. Don't give him the answer. We're not leaving.
Never ceases to beat you in trivia either.
I just acknowledge that, dummy.
If you're going to call me a dummy right after acknowledging that you're 1-6 against me in trivia.
I am not 1-6.
Okay, 1-5. I beat Cam 1 week. So if you're going to call me dummy, that kind of is reflective of you.
That's exactly the monologue I had. That's the exact monologue I had.
Yeah, takes a smart guy like me to point it out. What is he called?
It's not Gypsy.
the thing.
I can't get over you calling Aladdin and Jungle Book the same movie. That's low key the most racist thing I'd heard all day.
I didn't mean it to be racist. I'm gonna have to get up on the podium. I would like to apologize
to Mowgli
for anyone.
What do you got? You got little brown friends?
Yeah. For anyone who may have been offended. Please do not fire me over my statements. Genie.
There you
go. Genie. Gypsy, genie.
Got there eventually.
It took a second, but yeah. The genie in the bottle, yeah. What was his name, though? The blue character, the...
I think it was
his
genie.
The genie?
It? I mean, it was Robin Williams slash Will Smith, genie. But I think his name was
just genie.
Yeah, they didn't give him, like, a backstory, really.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, three...
The genie had more of a role in the second one. I don't really remember the second one. Didn't the genie get to actually, like... Wasn't the plot kind of built around Genie at that point?
I don't even remember the second one either.
I'm thinking like Jafar was trying to steal Genie and turn him bad or something like that, I think was the plot of the second one.
I thought that was the plot of the second half of Aladdin, too.
Oh, was it?
Because, yeah, he stole the lamp. That was part of
It's just the same movie to you?
The first and second. Aladdin, yes, it's very similar.
Just the same movie?
Yes. Aladdin 1 and Aladdin 2 are very similar to me.
They shouldn't be.
They steal the lamp?
In yeah, he stole one? The lamp in the first one.
Is the second one about freeing Genie, maybe?
No, he frees him at the end of the first.
Well, what the hell is the second Aladdin about?
I have no clue.
Let's go to
nobody
break.
Watched it.
Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
We may have missed March.
Back on the program, Cam, you wanted to do another list season?
Oh, yeah, there is a list. CBS keeps pumping out these lists, I guess, with not a ton of content, but they pumped out a new one.
Which one is this one?
This is the top 25 NFL players under the age of 25.
Okay, Cody McClure, do you want the top 25 NFL players under the age of 25, according to CBS Sports, who wrote it? Fornelli? Prisco.
It was Sean Wagner.
If it's not DeJani, I don't really take it seriously.
Sean Wagner.
Never heard of Sean Wagner. I'm willing to give Sean Wagner a chance. Cody, do you want to hear that, or do you want to go through the NBA's timeline of return? Because sports are getting very close, and it looks like they have locked into a date.
I don't want to pick.
What do you mean you don't want to pick? You have to.
Well, because Cam brought this to the table, I think I'm very think, excited about it.
We can go.
And
do
I don't want to just say yeah, let's talk NBA and just shut Cam down his story I mean, that he brought.
We have.
But then if
of
I
time.
Pick Cam, you're going to be like, oh, of course, Cody never going to pick the NBA. You I know. So either way,
all,
I got to.
We're
going
to eventually talk about it. Like,
either way, I got to pick between you and Cam. And it's,
I'll yield to you. Go with the top 25.
Okay. Well,
so what's the criteria here?
So there's no rookies. They're not doing like incoming rookies like okay. Joe Burrow. They're basing it off of what they've done so far, future projection, and positional value is what they say.
Okay, so quarterbacks are going to mean more than cornerbacks.
Yeah. So, yeah, so those are the three kind of stipulations they have on this list.
25 of them?
Yep. Should be able to nail a few.
I mean, number one's going to be Mahomes.
Definitely two.
That is correct.
Mahomes and I would imagine Lamar Jackson is number two.
Yeah,
that is also correct.
Yeah, pretty good guesses there.
Christian McCaffrey should be number three, but the fact that you said the positional value matters, running back might have knocked him down, but I think he's the third best player.
He is not at number three.
Okay.
He is on the list, though. Is
he in the top 10?
He is at number eight.
Okay. Like I said, Running back knocks him down. Number three, are we going to get like into some linemen? Because I'm going to struggle with linemen.
Number three is not a lineman. There is a lineman.
Is he an offensive or defensive player at number three?
Offensive.
I mean, it should be A.J. Brown if it's not Christian McCaffrey, but it's not going to be A.J. Brown, even though it should be.
Yeah, any guesses, Cody?
Another quarterback, or are we getting out of quarterbacks?
It's another quarterback.
Oh, it is another quarterback? Oh, okay.
Kyler Murray.
He's on the list, but he's not at number three.
Yeah, no, not Murray. That wasn't my guess. Please don't take that down for my guess. That guess
it won't be
really
Mitch
stupid.
Trubisky.
No, I feel
it
pretty
won't
confident.
Be Josh Rosen.
Not going to be those guys.
Saquon Barkley, is he on there anyway?
He's going to be
on the list,
there.
But he's not.
Alvin Kamara.
Again, we're looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, I've already gotten more than you.
I'm trying to go
You're
in order.
To do number three.
Yeah, I'm trying to find number three.
Well, you should be able to know it by now.
A third quarterback.
I mean, I know it.
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
It is Deshaun Watson at three.
Go. There you go.
And there's a lineman at four.
Offensive or defensive?
Offensive lineman.
Quentin Nelson.
That's correct.
Quentin Nelson, yeah. I was going to say, is he 20? I mean, he's a beast from the Colts.
Five's a D lineman.
Oh, that's going to be tougher.
Who does he play for?
5 and 6 are both D linemen.
Khalil Mack's not under 25 anymore, is he?
I don't.
Well, he's not. Okay, so he's not. Okay, I don't think he's under 25 anymore.
He's 28.
Defensive lineman.
Who does he play for?
Pass rusher or tackle?
Myles Garrett.
Pass rusher.
Myles Garrett.
He's at 6, not 5.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing 5.
I got it, though. You lose. I got 6. I've already gotten more than you have.
No, you haven't.
But pretty close.
Who's the best pass rusher under 25?
TJ Watt.
Ooh.
That's not TJ Watt. That's not a bad guess to go. Yeah. I don't even think he's on the list, actually.
All right. Not a good guess then.
Oh, wow. What a stupid idiot you are.
Yeah, he is not on the list.
Who's the best young pass rusher in the league? Did you know this, Cam? I mean, I guess you
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
When you tell me the name, yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah, like,
question.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you'll be like,
would
oh,
would you have been
of
able
course.
To guess it or no?
Yeah,
no,
I think so.
Have. Shut up. I'm a liar.
It's just hard to think around the whole league, like, at one time, you know? It's just the...
It's...
Are you Googling it?
No, I was Googling somebody's age that I was getting ready to guess, but he's too old. Just give it to us.
Joey Bosa.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Number 7, the linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Joey Bosa. So damn good.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Not to be confused with Nick Bosa, because Joey's better.
Is he?
Wait. Yeah, Joey's the one in San Francisco,
Nick
right?
is in San Francisco.
Is Nick the one in San Francisco? Joey's the one in San Francisco, isn't he?
I think Joey's the one on the Chargers.
Oh, wait. Nick is in San Francisco. Nick not better than Joey?
Yes.
No, I think Joey's supposed to be better.
Nick's better.
Which one is
it? It's got to be Nick Bosa.
It's got to be the one from San Francisco,
Nick,
right?
Nick Bosa, San Francisco. It's got to be Nick Bosa, San Francisco.
Nick's better, yeah. Joey's not better than Nick, is he?
He's a Chargers guy. Yeah, no, I think Joey's just younger. I mean,
Nick's younger, but Nick almost won MVP last year, or Defensive Player of the Year last year.
I guess Joey's better right now. I don't know.
Nick, was that his rookie year last year? I guess that was his rookie year. Is Joey better than Nick? Maybe Joey's better than Nick.
Nick is on the list. But, yeah, they have Joey at 5 for now.
Go ahead and round out the rest of the top 10.
7 is Darius Leonard.
Also from the Colts, right?
So they got 2 in the top 7. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
8 Christian McCaffrey.
So he's ahead of Saquon.
Yes.
And do we agree with him being better than Saquon? I mean, I guess he's had more production, so.
I'll take McCaffrey all day. 9 is kind of surprising. I probably wouldn't have guessed this one. It's Chris Godwin at the Bucks.
Okay. So is he the best receiver under the age of 25?
Yes. Yeah.
We agree with that? Because I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
He was really good last year. I'm going to say I guess yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Then 10's Minka Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
For the Steelers.
Yeah, beast.
Anybody else you're wondering? Well, Nick Bosa's at 13, if you're wondering where he's at.
Okay.
Zeke's at 15.
Zeke seems so much older.
Yeah, he's only 24.
He has to be right. Yeah, he has to be right at the edge, though.
Barkley's at 17. Kamara's
so they still think
at
Zeke's
18.
They still think Zeke's better than Saquon, too, yeah. Huh? Do we agree with that? You taking Zeke over Saquon? Yeah,
I got. I'd probably take Barkley, especially
I don't know,
with like
man.
Future projections.
Well, like yeah, if we're looking at heading into 2020, like I would rather have Saquon in 2020.
Yeah. The top corner on the list is Marlon Humphreys at the Ravens at 14. Lattimore's right behind him at 16.
Where the hell is AJ Brown?
Kyler Murray's at 19.
He is AJ Brown is better than Kyler Murray.
He's going to be about 23rd.
Cortland Sutton's at 22.
Oh, my God. What are we doing here? Cortland Sutton?
Yep.
Cortland Sutton.
Yep.
Better than AJ Brown.
AJ Brown is coming in at number 23.
At least there's some respect on his name.
Dalvin
right ahead
Cook.
Of Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
That the only Titans player on there?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me do one little quick Google search before I get mad. Just 1 second, please. Kevin Byard, age. Okay, he's 26. Okay. Just checking. Jamal Adams isn't on there?
Oh, he is. He is. He was just, Minka was the first safety, so I didn't mention Adams is at...
like 12, 11?
12,
like,
okay. But he's also the third safety because they have him behind Minka and Derwin James.
Okay, I mean, both those guys are good, but...
yeah.
Jamal Adams, okay, nice to see him on there. Okay, great, great segment, Cam. Great job. Way better than my timeline conversation, I guess, huh?
We'll do that next?
No. No, we won't.
All right, then.
Do you have the music quiz ready to go?
I do have the music quiz.
Let's do the music quiz next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some music quiz time. Music quiz, please.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
And by the way, before we get to the music quiz, I mean, we know the rules by now, right? If you don't, it's pretty self-explanatory. I just wanted to do some housekeeping on the Cannonball quiz, or the Cannonball Run, excuse me. One of our listeners is considered to be in the car community, and he says that people in the car community consider anyone breaking the world record right now as cheaters.
People in the car community?
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
People that buy, you know, people that like cars, like...
I think we all like cars.
But I mean, like, I'd rather ride in a car than walk, but I don't consider myself in the car community, you know what I mean? Like, some people like luxury fast cars and are interested in the racing aspect of it.
Mm.
And they said that there's a huge asterisk right now.
I believe it. With the streets being so empty, I mean, normal people got to deal with traffic.
And apparently Joey had more sacks than Nick last year, so I guess Joey is better. Apologies to Joey Bosa.
Nick was on a better team, so yeah. He gets kind of...
maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
You going to go screen down, phone down?
Yeah, I was going to say, give me 1 second. I need to grab my charger because my computer's about to go.
All right, yeah. Go right ahead. We'll just wait here for you.
Oh, yeah. Music quiz. Yeah.
Just going to wait right here.
Yep.
I'm back. Hold on. I'm back.
He's coming. He's
screens
coming.
Down, phones down. You want to go first or second?
Oh, which one's more beneficial? I forget. I guess I'll go. I'll go.
I don't guess you get to pick because I won last week. So you don't.
I mean, I'm 2-0 this week. So you pick. I don't care. First, second, third.
I mean, last week I went second, and it took me getting clutch, but there's a lot of pressure on that last question.
Yeah, that whiteboard, huh?
It's tough when you have to put the screens down.
Yeah, it's a pain.
It's tough when you got to put the screens down.
It's a bit of a pain.
And I will persevere.
Maybe we just put the board down. There you go.
Got it.
That'll fall.
Okay. You go first, Cody. You go first.
Okay, Cam. I'm going first.
All right. All right. Let's get your song prepped. All right.
Ooh, deep breath.
I tried.
Screen down. Screen down. Oh, phone screen down.
Screen down. Sorry.
Trying to cheat already.
Wasn't trying to cheat. The board fell.
All right. Well,
please don't slap that water into the mic. That's disgusting, especially with no microphone cover.
I'm going to lie, Saul.
No, you're not.
Sloppy.
Probably not.
Well, let's go.
All right, good. Here's your first song.
Bro, but I'll be hood forever. Oh, I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to...
Can you play it again, please?
No, we're not playing it again.
We get to play again. That's a thing we do.
You can get it.
Yeah,
one
I know.
More.
I know.
Just okay. Give me one play, and go. Please don't speak. Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z. You want me to get the other?
Yeah, you got to get both.
Alicia Keys, is she in it?
Yeah, you got it.
That is correct.
Okay. That might have been the easiest one we've had so far.
Well, it took me a second.
Yeah, it might be the easiest
one. I was worried he wasn't going
to
get any of it.
I need to make sure I heard the first part again where he said, if I can make it, Eric, I can make
it.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Because you
understand.
Know the old Sinatra.
Yeah, no, I know. That's probably the easiest one you've had.
That's such a good song, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. It's the biggest song you've probably had.
I don't know about that.
I would say that is the biggest song you've had. I mean, I know you had...
That's a great song, though.
That's the most... I mean, that one went mainstream and commercials, and they performed it.
I just
it,
wanted
like,
to make sure I remembered
shows.
It.
That was probably the biggest song you've had. I thought we were getting tougher here, not easier. But okay, let's move on.
All right.
Maybe you'll get Hotel California.
2-0.
So we'll see.
All right, John, here's your song.
Let's go ahead and play. You get a whole damn... lyrics talking about the city that the song's about. I get just guitar drumming. Okay, this is not an official answer. I'm just talking this out. I know it's Ozzy Osbourne slash Black Sabbath, but I don't know which one. I have no clue what the name of the song is.
Which artist were you going to guess?
I haven't made the official guess yet, but I know it's Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath. Like, I mean, I know he was in Black Sabbath. I understand that. I'm going to go with Black Sabbath.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay, so at least I prevent the steal and get a point. Are you impressed that I knew that at all?
I was going to wonder what was going to happen if you just guessed Ozzy. And I was like, do we give him that?
Or? No, we would have given it to me because I didn't get Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I was going to get the Stevie Nicks song and he did Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Can you please put some 50 Cent in, but as G Unit next time? Can we do that? Can we do some?
Give me some Chris Gaines.
Yeah. I don't know what the song is. I don't. I was going to. No guess. I don't have a guess.
Okay. Well, you did get 1 point there for the.
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
It's called Paranoid.
Oh. Okay. I was gonna get Sabotaged, but I knew that wasn't right.
But he prevented the steal.
I got 1 point. That's good enough. 2-1.
All right. Let's continue.
All right, Cody. You ready for your second song?
I hope so.
All right. Here you go.
Glad I didn't guess Ozzy. Break my heart, oh that breaks my heart. Oh, that you thought you had it, no you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back, which about me, who would wanna hide this?
I mean, I know it's Lizzo.
Oh, but hope so. The song was just out 6 months ago. What are we doing here, Cam? Did you put this on the easy mode? Did you feel bad? I told you he's trying to set you up for a sweep. I know what Cam's doing.
I don't think I know the song, though.
What a joke. What a Lizzo, stupid, big, stupid, fat joke.
I mean, I
joke.
Can hear it. Why? Man, you don't have to fat shame her just because I
was fat shaming you.
Oh, well, again, same premise. Why, man, got it. I mean, I can hear it in my head. What is that song called?
What a farce of a competition.
I don't think I know the name of the song.
No guess. No, he doesn't know. Let's move on.
I feel like I do know it, so it's
going to... Let's move on.
I hate to hear it, but... Yeah. Big and Beautiful.
That is incorrect. It's Truth Hurts.
Oh, okay. I don't think I would have got it.
You got the artist.
I mean, this song was like the number one song just like 6 months ago. I mean, like, what are we doing here?
We're just playing the game here, John. Just playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah, we were playing a
Give
game.
Give a little credit where it's due.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Congrats. Very impressed. You knew Jay-Z and Lizzo. I'm
Give
very
a credit
impressed.
Credit where it's due.
Let's move on.
All
next
right,
question.
All right, John. You ready for your second
song? 3-1.
What a joke.
I blew a 3-1 lead last week, so.
I know. Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Here's your second song.
Alright, is it? This might be a really, really, really stupid guess. More Than a Feeling? Is that the name of the song?
That is correct.
Phew, okay. Play it one more time. Bruism, I guess.
It's not Motley Crue.
It's not Journey either, right?
It's not.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know who sings that.
It's Boston.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Good song. Way to get the song title.
Yeah. Yeah. No pressure on you.
All right.
You get two here, you win.
3-2.
You get two here, you win. You miss, I steal. It's tied. Then I can go for the win. So
if I get one, you can only tie.
Yep.
Then we'd have to go to sudden death, which has still not happened.
We still don't know what the tiebreaker is there, but okay.
Okay.
Good luck. Two for the win.
Let's see what happens.
Maybe they can maybe they can put Eminem Lose Yourself. Oh, no, you have put Eminem Lose Yourself on there. That's the most famous song.
I mean, I had to
work
to get it.
Yeah.
You got, like, some easy. You got Gimme Shelter.
I haven't gotten any that's won a Grammy and an Oscar.
You've gotten some pretty easy ones.
Go ahead.
All right, Cody. Your final song.
Feature on like every Chase credit card commercial over the last 10 years.
I don't watch commercials.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Because after all, the party and it's smashing.
How you doing over there, Cody?
Can you play it again, please?
All right, yep.
This is really tough. I don't know this one.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Not to worry about it. I don't know it.
Yeah, you don't know it either, John?
Yeah, you know it. Let's go with Kendrick Lamar.
That is incorrect on the artist. You got a song title?
Oh, this is...
This is important.
Nope.
B.O.B. Airplanes.
That is correct. We have a tie game now.
Oh, so I can win here if I get one.
Yeah, if John gets one of these on his last song.
This is going to settle it. Either I get it or Cody can steal it. All right, let's go.
All right, well done.
Let's go.
Here's your
that was
final song.
I mean, that's a big song, but that's pretty tough to know without the chorus. So no shame in that one, honestly.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the song for all the marbles.
Please be really easy. Please be really easy. Please.
Oh, no.
Just to guess what the song is.
Just need a...
Yeah, hold on. I'm just thinking about it for a second. You're going to have to replay it here in a second, but I was trying to think about it before you replayed it. Okay, replay it. This is such a good song, but... All right, sounds good. I'm going to go with the artist first. this might be an embarrassing guess, so bear with me. But is that Eric Clapton?
It is not.
Damn it. I don't know the artist. I mean, I don't know the song. Damn it. You can feel free to steal.
Well, Cody?
Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed.
Ah, damn it. Walk on the
That is correct.
Yeah. Congratulations.
The sweep. The sweep. That is such a good song, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations.
Although there's a line in there that's very outdated. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I gave it away. I was like, where was it? I didn't hear it.
No. It would have came in the second verse.
I don't want to hear it.
They say something that you
problematic.
You shouldn't say anymore. Yeah.
Congratulations.
You know the chorus probably, though. I said,
yeah.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, no, that's
take a walk on the wild.
That's what I couldn't get to in my head, though. I couldn't get to it in my head. Not a lot of lyrics, but I knew the song, but I just couldn't get to the chorus.
Yeah, boy, that's a relief. I thought I was about to blow another 3-1 lead.
Yeah, I thought you were too. But then when I heard the first strums, I was like, I know the song, but I should have got one on the wild side, though. Well, who was saying it?
Lou Reed.
R-E-E-D?
Same as you. Yeah.
Traded by my cousin? God, it's even worse. Cam sent us a break. The problem with the music quiz is when you say something really stupid. I'm getting roasted right now.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Eric Clapton.
That is the toughest part about it, because...
You say something really stupid, and everyone's a genius.
Everyone's a genius. Everybody else knows. You know, they think it's so easy. Like, they could never say anything stupid.
It's tough. You gotta take it. You gotta take it on the chin. You gotta wear it.
You gotta be strong.
I will say I thought this was supposed to be like early 2000s, like 2010.
I was a little surprised to hear Lizzo in there.
Yeah. Like a little surprised by that.
I like to mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good mix up. It's a good mix up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically you could play some John Mayer, I guess, if you're going to mix it up.
I mean, your slate was not
it wasn't,
super
it wasn't overly
hard.
Tough. It wasn't overly tough. I'm not complaining about that. I'm
my
not saying,
first,
I'm not acting as if mine were tough. I don't want to be misconstrued, misquoted for saying that. I'm simply saying yours were very easy, the first two. The third one was tough. The third one was obviously one you couldn't get either one of, so I have no problem with that one.
The second one, I didn't know the song.
You should have. You should have. I mean, like I said, it was a number one hit like last year.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like her.
It took me a second to think of the song. I'll be honest, it took me a second to think of it.
The first one was pretty easy. I'll admit, the first one was pretty easy.
Again,
but
I'm not
love songs about cities too.
I'm not acting.
So I've heard that song a lot.
We've all heard the song a lot.
Well, I know.
We've all heard the song a lot. Again, I'm not acting as if mine were tough. I'm not trying to have that be my take because mine weren't tough. And Lou Reed, does he have any other songs? Because people are like surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
so Lou Reed's very famous. Okay,
The Gun. Lou Reed. Well, Lou Reed was Velvet Underground. So okay. Lou Reed had. He was with different. There was a good song called Heroin.
Gun and Heroin as his two hits.
I think Lou Reed was pretty,
is that correct?
Pretty underrated.
Gun
really.
And Heroin were the
no,
two other songs.
There's some others. I just got to see what comes to mind.
Is this drug music? Because I don't listen to drug music.
No, it's not all. It's not all drug music.
It kind of looks like Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, Sweet Nothing, Sweet Jane. Yeah, see, Velvet Underground had some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Sweet Nothing.
Perfect Day.
Yeah.
Perfect Day. Is Perfect Day a good song?
Song? I mean, it's pretty common. You would know some Velvet. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't know any Velvet Underground.
Okay. Again, I'm not acting. What does Eric Clapton sing? Because people are laughing at me for guessing Eric Clapton.
Layla. One of the great songs of all time.
Okay.
Layla.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Cocaine.
Cocaine, you
know?
Yeah.
Cocaine. Yeah. You look wonderful tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Clapton, he was in Cream, and also so there's Crossroads, and then he's a crossover.
The song
guy.
I have in my head with "You Look Wonderful Tonight," the voice, does that sound at all similar to Lou Reed? Like, is that like just a really awful guess, or the voices? Does that sound any similar at all?
No,
I guess Motley Crue for Boston, because of the one Motley Crue song we had earlier, kind of. Sounded similar in my head. We had Motley Crue like a month ago, and it was a song that had a similar feel to that song, in my opinion. I don't know much Motley Crue either, and the only Boston reference I know is A, that the Celtics suck, and I hate them, and Garth Brooks saying, please, she asked to play Please Come to Boston on the jukebox, but that wasn't even Boston, I don't think, was it? Did Boston saying Please Come to Boston?
That was Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
Well, there's several versions of it. I don't know who did that song first. Harry Chapin? Didn't he do...
Either way.
Let's see. No, I don't think Harry Chapin. He might have.
The point is...
Yeah, he did.
The point is supposed to kind of be that we're bad at this. It's kind of the point of the game, but it still hurts when people roast you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The point's supposed to be these are easy, but we have blind spots. I've acknowledged the 70s and 60s rock and roll is kind of my blind spot, so like that's kind of the point. But it still hurts when people roast you. Words still hurt.
Yeah.
Much like Lizzo saying, the truth hurts. So do words.
Yeah.
So do words.
Sometimes it does hurt, you know, especially in a clean sweep week.
It's not so much about the clean sweep. I'm over that.
Have we swept the last 4 weeks?
I don't know.
Has it been a sweep the last
four? Is there an eraser at the end of this marker? Have I been erasing with my hand?
Yeah, but that little eraser sucks.
Oh, yeah, it's way harder.
That's awful.
You need some tissues.
Yeah, you need just some
I know, but we can't waste the paper towels because we're in the middle of a pandemic and all that stuff.
That's kind of a April,
March
thing.
Are we still in the middle of a pandemic or are we like at the end of a pandemic?
The pandemic's a March thing.
Is it possible that we're at the beginning of a pandemic?
Oh, God.
Is it possible that this is just the beginning and like we think we're at the end, but really it's just getting started? Yeah, this eraser is awful. My God, who thought this was a good idea?
It'll take you 45 minutes
to
erase it.
This was a good idea at the Expo Factory.
I don't know.
Or the Expo Center.
The Expo Center? Oh, like where you hold a convention kind of thing. Yeah.
Man.
That's
talking sports.
Hilarious.
Well, congratulations. I don't really have any sports to talk. We only had a couple minutes to burn, so I always wanted to dissect.
It's end of the hour anyway.
What happened? Congratulations.
Thank you. Notice I'm staying humble. Not bragging. Not really making a big deal out of it, even though I swept this week.
It's the fourth time you've mentioned sweep, so like I wouldn't necessarily say you're being humble and not bragging about it. Yeah. That's the fourth time you've mentioned it. And earlier you...
At least I haven't mentioned it in four segments.
You've mentioned it in every bit of three, and I would say four because you were talking about trivia, your trivia record like an hour ago for some reason.
I don't know. I think it's because you called me dumb. It hurts You know, you're talking about words that hurt.
And
sometimes,
the truth.
Sometimes you call me an idiot. Well, so then I got to kind of deflect on my trivia record.
You were just struggling on the genie, bro.
Well, you know, I deflect on my trivia record.
We had a tasteless joke tweet in about you getting hung up on a Robin Williams character, and it was just tough. It was a tough scene.
A tasteless joke.
Yeah.
What was the tasteless joke?
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. We'll kick it off the headlines.
Your pet